107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And it continues to be a busy time. And gosh, we got Canada Day coming up on Tuesday, too.
I know. How is the time racing by so quickly?
We're right into it. And of course, more shows have been opening. Didn't get a chance to chat about the opening of Sense and Sensibility from last week.
No, we had a great time that day. That was on Friday night? Gosh, it's all running together. We now have 8 shows open. We had a beautiful opening for Sense and Sensibility. This is directed by Daryl Cloran, who has come to us from out west. And we have, of course, the beautiful Jessica B. Hill and Olivia Sinclair Brisbane starring as the Dashwood sisters, Eleanor and Marianne. They could not be better. And we've had incredible performances from these two actors in a few of the last seasons, including Olivia was in Something Rotten last year. And Jessica was in, It's Not As You Like It. I get the Shakespeare's all mixed up. I'm terrible about that.
Not a problem.
It was fantastic.
Not a problem at all.
And All's Well That Ends Well.
The there you go.
It sounds like As You Like It, but only because it begins with an A.
There you go.
That'll let other people in the world know that they too can mix up the Shakespeare titles.
Fair enough.
So it was a beautiful, beautiful production.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been getting, gosh, rave reviews, and I like in terms of the opening for Sensibility, it was red carpet and cups of tea.
Yeah, that's right. We did. We had such a fun evening. We had a new tea sponsor, Yorkshire Tea, there on site, and there they were passing out free samples of tea.
Oh my gosh!
Had a beautiful evening. It's such a gorgeous show.
Yeah.
And I think people are really going to like it. It's the 250th anniversary of the birth of Jane Austen, so it's a wonderful reason to go out and see her show. It has a lot of energy. It's a beautiful newish adaptation. It has been performed before, and lots of laughs. Everyone was loving it. The critics gave it fantastic reviews. It was a fabulous evening all around.
Fantastic. So again, it was openings for Forgiveness and for A Sense and Sensibility, and we have more shows either in rehearsals or coming up. Of course, we'll spotlight those, but let's spotlight a very busy month for the Meehan Forums.
Yeah, here we go. We did have some forum events starting in June with our Pride Week, but we are really going to get into it this July. And I think there are some events that local listeners are going to really want to come to. We have a series of events that really show you different aspects of theater. And those are happening July 4th, 5th, and 6th. And the first one is about composers and sound designers. Fascinating, all the incredible work, all the music that's composed for every play, that sometimes, in a musical it's the main thing, but in a Shakespeare or another play, it provides the evocative mood for us to get into that play. So we'll hear from the composers and the sound designers and also learn the difference between those two roles. We have a fascinating one about the history and design of Shakespearean gardens. And Joel Bulbrook, who is our head gardener now, will be talking with one of our former head gardeners and a few other people on this panel about the history and design of Shakespearean gardens. Back in the day, 1953, Tyrone Guthrie insisted that the tent be surrounded with beautiful gardens, so it didn't look like there was a circus going on.
Oh.
So gardens have always been important to the festival, and they're going to talk about the history, the design, and what happens and how they are maintained here in Stratford. And then a third event that's about the role of understudies and swings in musicals and in plays. So I think those will all be fascinating for people. And sorry, I had to clear my throat. And then on July 7th, there's a really interesting cabaret called The Words of War, a Churchill and Shakespeare cabaret. And Richard Zunian has come in to direct that for us. So a lot of really interesting and different experiences to have in our forum. And then we're going to launch into CBC Ideas Week, but we could talk about that at another time.
Oh, it sounds great. That is fascinating. I did not know that about Tyrone Guthrie with regards to the gardens and the tent. There you go.
Yeah, so interesting.
That is absolutely fascinating. And Anne, I recently had a chat with Philip Sagan of the Philip Sagan Quartet, and he kicked off the Monday Night Music series with the Me Informs. Pleasure chatting with Philip. Fascinating guy.
Oh, yeah. He is a wonderful member of our orchestra and a wonderful person. And, of course, music is central to the festival and always has been. And aren't we lucky to be able to hear from our incredible musicians at that Monday Night Music event, which happens most Mondays throughout the summer.
Yeah, so much happening with the Amean Forums. You can check out the schedule, the itinerary of events, all available in one spot, StraffordFestival.ca. So, Anne, we've had Sense and Sensibility open. We've had Forgiveness open. Any sneak peeks behind the scenes? Any shows you're going to be checking out behind the scenes?
We have three shows that are now in rehearsal. And you're going to test me by asking what they are.
Maybe we can say that. We can say that.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Okay, Dangerous Liaisons.
Yes. And The Art of War.
Okay.
And Ransacking Troy.
Wow, okay.
And all three are going to be fabulous, I think. I'm really looking forward to all three. Very different pieces. Dangerous Liaisons, of course, lush and gorgeous, big drama. We remember the movie on which it's based, and the movie was based on the book on which they're both based, I guess.
Yeah.
Ransacking Troy, also based on books, on the Iliad and the Odyssey, but told from the women's point of view, when the women say, enough is enough, let's go solve this war. And then The Art of War, an incredible play about the artists who are embedded in the war. And I think it focuses on the Second World War, but of course that was also going on in the First World War. And we'll have an incredible installation by the Canadian War Museum of Visual Art at the Studio Theatre for that production as well.
Wow, some big shows still to come. What a variety this season. And Anne, I chat with so many people that overall, you know, we talk about As You Like It, Macbeth, the musicals Annie, and of course with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. They're just loving this season.
Yes, it is. I was reading in the Globe and Mail that it's a particularly strong season. How's that? They did a big story today about how everything is strong, and it's a wonderful year. I always say there's something for everyone at the festival, but this year you really can't go wrong. It is just superb, and so many different notes. If you want comedy, if you want something light, if you want something deep and meaningful, it's all there.
Yeah, it is quite simply all there. Again, StraffordFestival.ca is the website. Anne Swerdfeger with all the details, all the looks behind the scenes, and so much more. And we always appreciate your time, and have a wonderful Canada Day coming up.
Thank you. Yes, happy Canada Day to all. A really important day to be, or important year to be marking that.